Well, welcome back for the third portion of our brand new program, the first iteration of why we need to support WCGA and help WCGA save America. One of the things I want to talk about briefly is the programming on this station. It changed a little bit over time, but right now there's some core folks on WCGA that are particularly good folks. And a lot of them, though they're national figures, I don't think they get the credit that they deserve. But one of the, I think, the primary radio host on WCGA with a daily program is, I'll let you guess who it is, Jewish rabbi who has a strong Jewish faith, practices faith, which means he is not a Christian and doesn't believe in Jesus. But Dennis Prager is a wonderful asset to American patriots and American Christians. You've heard him say on air many times that the Protestant Christian faith has been the backbone of American success. A Jewish man says that openly, and he openly supports what America stands for, and a very conservative man. And I appreciate listening to him. I'm glad that Wes and Dee carry Dennis Prager's program. And I hope that you will listen and that you will also occasionally, when the opportunity presents itself, you'll call in and you'll talk to Mr. Prager. But there also may be suggestions from the crowd out there as to other people that may be added to the program later on if Wes is able to arrange it. Wes is pretty well connected. He knows Michael Medved, who wrote really one of the most important books. In fact, let me chase a rabbit for a minute. This is a good opportunity since I raised it. Thank you, Woody. I was talking about Michael Medved to Wes the other a couple years ago. My wife and I had been on the set of the 700 Club up in Virginia Beach on the day that Michael Medved released his book called God's Hand on America. And I had seen him in fact, sat next to him for a while in a political rally in Washington in June of 2015. And I can't say that, you know, he would recognize me, but we had enough conversation that I was comfortable with him. His wife, Diane, was not there, and my wife was not with me. So we were talking when they had breaks in the program. And I was really impressed by him. I'd heard him he had his own radio program on a radio station in Jacksonville that I had some connection with. But I didn't know too much about him. But I learned that he was a good guy and a patriotic American. So I was really glad to see him. My wife and I were just there as audience members. We were just watching the taping of the show because I had business up there on that Monday. And after they had the interview segment with Michael Medved, he came back over and sat with us. And so we had a nice conversation. He told me about his book, I gave him a copy of my book since, you know, anybody that writes books, they have your copy with you to give to people if the opportunity arises. And I got a copy of his book. And I want you to know that Michael Medved's book, God's Hand on America, is probably one of the most important books written in our time in America, because it establishes something that I know absolutely to be true, that George Washington knew to be true, that John Adams knew to be true, that Many of our generals, great generals, knew to be true, but it's been pretty much forgotten in our current generation. And that is that America was established with a purpose. And that's what his book, God's Hand on America, clearly delineates. God's hand has been on America from the beginning. And in that book, he details all the opportunities for America to die an early death. But God put his hand in and stopped it. For instance, the storm that kicked up in 1812, I believe it was, in Chesapeake Bay that literally wiped out the British Army that was moving to capture Washington, D.C. The president's wife was moving out all the portraits and everything. It was a foregone conclusion until a freak storm wiped out those naval transports that were bringing the troops in to attack America and other things. But he talks about geographic circumstances in the Rockies where a beautiful cross was formed by melted snow, and it was known as the Cross in the Mountains until during the Roosevelt administration, the Army Corps of Engineers changed the flow pattern of whatever created that, and it went away. But I would recommend that you get a copy of God's Hand on America by Michael Medved and appropriate for yourself the understanding that America is a nation of purpose, God's purpose. And that said, related to WCGA, I'm going to stretch a little bit, but I believe it. I believe Wes and Dee have a divine mandate to establish here on St. Simon's Island through WCGA AM 1100 a station that will proclaim the messages of people like Michael Medved and Dennis Prager and those other great Americans who understand that freedom is not free, and that if we are to preserve what we have to have radio stations like WCGA telling the truth when the truth is not being broadcast by the government. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me end this segment here, and we'll begin on the next side.